today we have the in the first reading, you see this dedication of the temple. And we talked yesterday about temple and what it means. This desire, the very desire to have a king, or the desire to have a temple, is the desire to have God present. And it was in its own way a prophecy, because God is present physically. Jesus Christ, now present in the Eucharist. And so that desire was not frustrated nor misguided. They wanted a king, and God said, I'm your king. It wasn't enough. They wanted one there. Well, God came himself, and he's our king. And they wanted a place to worship. And that's what this psalm is all about that we're going to look at in just a minute. And Jesus is the place of worship. Jesus is the temple. So we have this psalm, which is a delightful thing. It's a pilgrim psalm. And it's in praise of the... we'll just look at a few words. We don't have a lot of time. But see, it starts off, Ma yididot mishkanotecha. Ma, that's how. Okay. Yididot, how lovely. Usually translated. Because under that word is this notion of how beautiful, attractive, beloved. This is the word for one of the words, dodilo va nokilo. My beloved, my dodi. You hear the same root, my yidido. See, it's the same. How beloved is your dwelling place? The word for dwelling place is mishkanotecha. That's shakan. Well, shekina. You see, it's where you dwell. Well, that's the shakan, or that's the kavod, the glory. You see, you hear that in the word, you see. How beloved is your presence, your dwelling, you see. Adonai, Tzvaot, Lord of all the heavenly hosts, that's why we call them the heavenly hosts, you see. And so then he goes on, you see, to the rest of it. I yearn, and my soul is weak, getting, you know, yearning for the courts of my God. This is a pilgrim. So as they're walking up to Jerusalem, they're singing this, you see. Waiting, you see, I think I mentioned before, the oldest texts speak about coming three times a year to see God. Well, it just so happens that in Hebrew, you can twig that just a little bit, and it means to be seen before God, because the older next generation or time went on, you don't see God. They said, yes, we do. We don't see God, but we experience him. You see? And that's the shakan, the shekin, the dwelling place. In modern Hebrew, the shekinim are the apartment houses. It's not quite as elegant, but you see, mishkanotecha, you see, my heart and my flesh are singing to God, the living God. Now, this is yearning. This teaches us, you see. Like St. Catherine of Siena used to say when she received the Eucharist, Marvelous, Lord. Oh, thank you. Thank you. But how long do I have to keep this up in symbol? I want to see you. And so this beautiful pilgrim psalm, you see, the sparrow finds a home in your house, you see, where she can put her nest. In a big building like a temple, the little birds fly all around. In our antiseptic world, there's no birds downtown anyway. So they make their nest there. And then, well, it's God's house. He made them. What's wrong with that? It's just a different notion, you see. But to the man of faith, that's what I'd like to do. I'd like to just fly around and be next to you all day, God. That's what I'd like to do. You see? And she puts her nest there by your altars. By whose altars? Adonai Tzvaot. By Yahweh Sabaoth, my King and my God. Now, you see what he's saying? I'd like to be like one of those birds. I'd like to be right here all the time. Just fly in and out and be with you. Because I love you. I'm so glad I have a place to come and worship you and see you, you see? Then we start, we won't finish, we'll start. There's three blessings in this psalm. The first one is here. See, you know the word Asherei, right? Well, blessed, like the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor. Asherei ha'anavim. So here, Asherei, blessed, those who dwell in your heart, in your house, forever praising you. What a great gift that would be. Now, that's heaven. That's heaven. So we're here in this little chapel. The Lord is here and he will be here even in his radiant physicality in just a few minutes. Oh, I wish that we could just keep that up. Say, not yet. One day you'll see me. You'll be with me. Now, I need you to pray and to suffer and to love and to save this world. You see? And then it goes on, another blessing. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you. And then there's about 100 Hebrews like this. There's about 100 possibilities for the next two words. And they're all okay. See, they're walking, see, Israel, and they are, they have in their hearts the path, the road to Zion. You see, and they go from strength to strength, and they walk in the Amak Baka, another one of these. This is the thing about this. I'm glad God wrote it in Hebrew because there's lots of the Valley of Baca. Might be just the name of a valley. But the word means weep. So they walk through the valley of weeping. They slake their thirst from the fountain. Now, does that mean that their tears slake their thirst for God? They're on their way to see God. They're on their way to the temple. They're on their way. You see? And here we are. Every morning we run here and we are fed by God. Every day. You see? And so the psalm goes on. But I just the last beatitude is the last line. And it's a very important line. It says, Adonai Tzvaot again, Yahweh Tzvaot, blessed is the man who trusts in you. Isn't that beautiful? Asherei Adam Boteh Bach. You see, there's two words in Hebrew, batach, which means sort of like trust, and kava, which means to wait for. Remember that Psalm 40. Waiting, I waited for you. Yeah. Now, when the Jewish people put their Bible into Greek for all the Greek-speaking Jews, they translated both baka and kava with the same root, elpis, which means hope. And so that built this notion that we wait. Yeah, we wait. We don't see God. And we got a lot to do yet. You know, we're part of God's plan to evangelize this world even as it's going to the pits. You see? That's the valley of weeping. But, you see, we wait. You remember we did that Psalm, Psalm 40. Oh, waiting, I waited for the Lord. That's the resurrection Psalm. It's Jesus when he rose from the dead. I waited for the Lord, and he stooped down and he raised me up, drew me out of the miry pit, put me on the rock. That's Jesus singing that. I waited. They took the word for wait and they took the word for trust and put them together. And so that's the virtue of hope, to wait with trust. You see? That's the last beatitude in this psalm. Blessed, you see, is the one who has confidence in you. Okay.